Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Frolics, live around the world. And if you're wondering why we don't have any music, our engineer has got caught in the basement with Biden. They're both hiding. Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion, Inner Sight Funnies. Let's see, Louis will be here later with the Cucaracha Dance. Oh, we got a great show for you tonight. Ralph Crandon is going to run for president. Yeah, his campaign manager will be Edward L. Norton. Let's see, what else we got? Oh, we got the big fight between Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. Yeah, because Sanders got nominated by somebody else, and they had a big fight. See, nobody knows about this fight. This is exclusive. Inner Sight got this exclusive. You won't hear this anywhere else, folks. Only on Inner Sight. All right. So, what else we got? We'll try to get some Lauren Hardy in if we have time. All right. Where's the disabled friendly philosopher? Here I am. I'm right here. Where's my music? Well, you better talk to Joe Biden about that. He stole the engineer. Holy smoke. He's not even president yet, and he's stealing things already. Yeah, well, what do you expect? All right. Go ahead, disabled philosopher. By the way, what's your name? Oh, no, I'm not giving out my name. I never give out my name on this show or any show. Yeah. All right, this is your disabled-friendly philosopher. And boy, isn't it something how these doctors are trying to tell you what to do. People don't know it, but most of them are all on drugs. They're very unhealthy. They're on their third heart attack, going on the fourth, and they're lucky if they wake up tomorrow. Aren't we all? Yeah. Well, but, you know, the CBC doctor and the other doctor and, the former commissioner got into it today, some health commissioner. He used to be the health commissioner. You know why they fired him? Because he wasn't very healthy. Will you cut that out? Yeah. So they're trying to tell people. One guy says it's going to take 10 years for New York to come back, and it's not going to be the way it was. Well, that'll be an improvement. Yeah, sure will. I don't know. These doctors are out of their mind. You know, they won't call on the people that know more than they do. See, they don't want to be shown up. Plus, they won't get the money. You know. Yeah, that's the most important thing is the money, see. And another doctor said, what was his name, Greenfield or something. I don't know what his name was. The head of the Congregation of Maniacs. I mean, yeah. And he said, a vaccine is not enough. You need more. But isn't it strange, folks? He didn't say you need the immune system. No. He didn't say that, did he? No, he didn't. All right. This is your disabled-friendly philosopher. And I tell you, these doctors are all nuts. You know what it is? They're following the politicians. That's what it is. Yeah, they all got up at the convention and gave a speech. What did they say? Did you notice they all said the same thing? And that's why they said there's no unity in our party. Now, does that make sense? If they all said the same thing, how come there's no unity in the party? Well, maybe they need to have a party. Yeah, that's, well, maybe they're having too many parties. Yeah, I heard that they didn't go to a convention. They stayed home and invited the girls over there. Yeah, I wonder what happened to their wives. Well, they probably locked them in the basement. I mean, Biden's known for that. He probably locked her in the basement. Yeah, that's it. All right, we got the whole thing figured out, and this is your disabled, friendly philosopher. Don't know what happened to the engineer, but we're gonna sign off, folks. We'll be back with you. All right, inner sight around the world, and the philosopher, even without music, isn't he a riot? The regular riot, you know, saying all these stupid things and things that don't even make sense, and some of them do make sense. Well, I know what it is. Yeah, he's copying the politicians. You notice that a lot of people don't make sense these days. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because they take after these politicians. You know, one guy, the president says, oh, the virus is nothing. It's blown out of proportion, you know. And you get these doctors get up there and they say it won't be the same after 10 years and everything else. And this vaccine won't help that. You know, all kinds of stuff, you know. So you know what it is? You don't know who to believe or who not to believe. Well, what you got to do is you got to strengthen your immune system. Just strengthen it like a muscle, you know. Rawr, you know, just get real. Rawr. Get all crazy and say, get away from me, virus. Believe in that stuff. Get out of there. Hey, there's a lot of bees around. Maybe if you get stung by a bee. Have you ever been stung by a dead bee?
No.
What's that?
No.
Okay. Hey, Harry, I like her. She's all right. A dead bee.
A dead bee.
All right, inner sight around the world.
You know
Frolic.
What?
What do you want?
You threatened the show. You threatened the blog when you did that. You know why?
What do you mean?
As soon as I went back and I shut the whole browser, I went back in more than once and I did that. As soon as I shut the browser and I opened back up, the whole thing, the server came back up. It was down. I couldn't let people in and log into the show.
Well, what's that got to do with me? I was on anyway.
You could do the show, and people could listen to the show on the phone, but they weren't able to do it online.
Yeah, well, the blog is known for irreputable discretion and irreputable damage. They're known for it. What do you expect? Well, even Father Lanigan had a mother. Well, what do you expect? All right. We got a great show. What?
I'm like,
hello?
What the hell
are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, all right. All right. Well, inner sight, we got to do the recognize some friends, and then we'll come back with the Ralph Crandon running for president. Oh, jeez. Inner sight. And the Big East, the key to rescue. Imagine being chased by 50 Akitas. Woo! Where would you run? You'd run up a lamppost if you could get up to it. Yeah, imagine some stupid guys being chased by 50 Akitas. They run up a lamppost and somebody turns on the juice and...
and you fall down and they get a little
and they jump down, you know. My brother told me a story like that about the army, you know, when he was in the army, and He had to go. They had to go up the poles to hook up the communication. You know.
Oh yeah, of course.
And they wanted him. A lot of these guys went up the poles, and something went wrong with the belt, and boom,
uh-oh,
they went right on their ass. Uh-oh. Some of them got hurt. You know, and some of them even got killed. You know.
Of course.
So my brother said, "Well, I'm sick. I'm not going up there." So they sent him over to the sick bay, and they checked him out, and they found that he was mentally disgruntled. So they gave him a different job.
Uh-oh.
All right.
What different job did they give him,
out of
curiosity?
I'm not at liberty to discuss that on worldwide television. I mean radio. I mean whatever this is. Intercourse. I mean interpewter. Whatever.
Whatever.
I think I'm getting this. I think I caught it from Biden.
Yeah, I think you did.
I caught it from him. See what you did, Joe?
Oh, my.
Now you ruined my life, not only yours. All right, we'll have the big fight coming up later by Biden and Sanders. You know,
uh-huh.
I think Bernie went to the socialist convention.
Oh, my.
It'll be a regular riot. Big East, the Keto Rescue, 609-388-7004, the Keto lady, Joanne Diamond. She even looks like an Akita. All right. Yeah. All right, in a sight, Mr. Kennedy Realty, our cool friend, 631-888-1186, and we thank him for his donation, and... You got to buy a house, sell a house, burn a house. I mean, not burn a house, but...
burn a house?
You know, buy a house, get a house, information, and whatever you need, real estate, call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. All right. And tell him we said hello. Inner sight. Hey, around the world, don't forget all the beautiful children, Corey, Avante, little Tommy, Ollie, all of them, and all the others. All right. We remind you, go an extra mile for that child. Inner sight. Inner sight demands it. We demand that the children are protected. That's right.
That's right. It's our future.
Yeah. What else we got? Around the world, Inner Sight, a Good Mojo Printers, and SuttonInsurance.com, TruralLawCenter.com. All right. Hey, you know, I just realized last night we didn't do the Able News.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you better
do
it before we get in trouble. I think Biden distracted us with the speech.
Yes, he did.
Just blame it all on Joe, you know. You want to know? Ask Joe.
Biden? Okay,
yeah.
Here we go. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns for various areas, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two managers.
Oh, I like the
personal. Buy and sell items. I know you do. Classified section to buy and sell items and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today.
Yeah, did you hear about the woman in the Able personals? And it was said she had one. It was said she had one foot in the grave, and they couldn't find the other one. Where did you get that? I don't know. I wonder if they found the other foot.
How about the one that?
I got a great way for people who are disabled to get well if they need feet. Joe Biden is going to sponsor this through a massive research program to be announced with more details on InnerSight. It's called Screw On Foot.
Oh, Frank.
Woo!
That's loving you said to our amputee population. I gotta say
you
that.
You just screw it right on, see, and you put a little 3-in-1 oil, and you're ready, you're set to go. That's
really?
What Biden wants to do to you.
You're incurable.
He wants to screw you with your feet.
I have some friends with dumb feet, right? They took
all
off
right, in the sight.
Wait. I had some friends that went to Jones Beach once. Now, this is kind of funny. They all had prosthetics on. And
I can hardly hear you. Get closer to the phone. I can't hear you.
I had some friends once who took off their prosthetics, and they were swimming in the water. Nobody saw them at the time when they did this. And they came out, and they went, this is before they really was sharks in the water, but...
They actually showed their limbs that were higher than half cut off, and people sort of freaked out when they saw them. I can hardly hear what you're saying. You're all mumbled and muffled. But they went in the water and took their legs off. Is that what you're saying?
A whole bunch. It was a group of amputee support group that I went to the beach with at the time. And it was also, I was with the group that had paralysis, of course. We were two different groups. We were in rehabilitation, and we went together to the beach. And we went, and we had, people chaperoned, of course. You know, we were in rehabilitation together for a while. We went to the beach, and we had fun. Well, boy, did we have fun. These people were crazy, absolutely crazy, all right? They actually took their prosthetics off and started screaming, shark! In the middle of the water.
Oh, all right.
Everybody around.
Oh, I heard about that. That was on the news. And then one guy said, hey, wait a minute, Charlie. That's my leg. Give me that.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Absolutely insane. All right.
InnerSight. Nobody starves on Long Island, Gary. Give them a call, 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food. I mean, if you run out of food, put it on the table. Who knows? All right. Medical for the animals and all that stuff. Gary. Hey, my friends at the Long Island Connection, Facebook. Check them out. Yeah. Around the world, InnerSight. Give me some... Honeymoon music. Got any honeymoon music over there?
Yes, I do. Hold on.
Let it rip. Honeymooner.
Here it comes.
You want to live a long time and have a lot of money, then vote for Ralph. Ralph Crandon, the president. What are you doing out here? Oh, hi, Ralph. I'm sorry you saw me out here. I was going to surprise you. Surprise me? Are you a maniac or something? No, I got the idea from the comic book. Comic book? Yeah, this fella wrote a comic book, and another fella said, hey, Joe, what if you ran for president? Joe? Yeah, you know, the old fighter, Joe Palooka. Yeah, he was going to run for presidency, and they did a whole thing on him, and that's how I got the idea. I said, gee, Ralph would be the biggest thing in the White House. The only thing is that we have to get them to knock down part of the wall, let you in. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Don't get smart. Wait a minute, Ralph. Here's your official presidential pin. What? Yeah, look at that. I got it all designed out and everything. Isn't it beautiful? What's that big pole in the back? Oh, that's the flag pole. We run the flag up there. I got the idea outside of the sewer where the armory is. The armory. Sewer. Wait a minute. You think I'm going to wear this? You're nuts. Well, you got to wear it, Ralph, because it's the president. We're going to put them all over the cars. We got posters and everything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Look at that. Look what that says. Ralph Crandon for president. Get all the pizza you want. What kind of a thing is... Well, you know, you got to give the people something, you see. They know. Now, what do people love the most in their whole life?
Pizza.
To get rid of you. Nah. People love pizza. Just call up any Friday night. You get a busy signal at the pizzeria because you can't get through. See, everybody's calling up. I want pizza. I want anchovies. I want the pepperonis and all that. Well, you vote for Ralph Crandon once a month, you get free pizza. What is the matter with you? Free pizza. Well, why not? The politicians, they're all crooked anyway. At least you'll be honest. Yeah, be honest. Now run me out of the country on a rail. Now, Ralph, listen. We got a big rally coming up tomorrow night, and I took the liberty of writing your speech. My speech? Yeah, here it is. You better rehearse it. Yeah, before I get arrested. Nah. I got a license, see. A friend of mine works side by side with me in the sewer. He's a part-time broker. A broker? Yeah, he's a broker. He never has any money. Will you? he works for a license company. See, there it is. Let me see that. Official license to be president. Are you out of your mind? You can't get a license to president. You got to be voted in. Well, you got to have a license to talk, don't you? Let me see that stupid speech. Dear friends.
Dear friends.
Dear friends. Why do you... Why do you think I love you? Why do you think I love you? What do you think I am? Don't worry, Bob. You're going to get a lot of votes with that. Go ahead, read it. Why do you think I love you? I'm not gay. I'm not reading this. Ralph Crandon, the president. One of the most beautiful things I'll do is I'll make sure you have free pizza every month. Free pizza. Yeah. And money in your pocket and a chicken in or out of the pot. I'd rather have it in the pot.
Chicken in or out of the pot. Interesting.
Out of the pot's going to jump all around and somebody's going to wing it.
Get hurt.
Who wrote this? Well, I wrote it, Ralph. Don't you know I'm a speech writer? Yeah, you see, before I got the job in the sewer, I used to work for the newspaper. Newspaper.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was a writer. Yeah, I wrote some pretty influential stories, you know. Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah.
I wonder what
you ever read that story of the guy who broke his leg on the way to the theater? No. I wrote that, Ralph. He broke his leg and somebody else found it and hit him on the head with it. What a story. I don't know, Norton. This whole idea is crazy. Come on, Ralph. We're going to be late for the rally. All right, folks. I know you're all anxious to hear our new President of the United States, Ralph Crandon, so calm down and sit down and, just relax and there's free beer for everyone.
Free beer, you said it. Who's paying for all
this? Well, good evening, everybody. I'm Ralph Crandon, and I'm gonna be a new president of the United States. See? What I'm gonna do is every month you're gonna get free pizza. Norton here is my manager, see, and he wrote me this speech. All right. Do you know why I love you? Wait a minute. Who do you love? Don't you go near my wife, I'll kill you. Wife. Yeah, I know your type. Making a speech. Making believe you're going to be a politician. You can't be a politician. Why not? Well, you look too honest. You don't look like a liar, see? You got to look like a liar when you're a politician. All right, in his sight with Ralph running for president. Free pizza. Wait a minute. That's a good idea for Joe Biden. That's what he should do.
Yeah.
Free pizza.
Free
for
pizza.
All Americans that never
and
got arrested.
Like the liar. That's what.
They have a criminal record, you can't get it. That's it.
That's right.
Just make sure it's not made in China, Joe.
Oh, God, no, that would be disgusting.
Imagine
delivered
pizza
from
China.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus.
That would be delivered from China, you understand?
Woo!
Overnight Express, is that?
Yeah, imagine you had
pizza
order pizza.
Overnight Express.
Yeah, it came from China.
That's part of the rock.
I wonder what President Trump would think of that.
Slow boo.
I don't want no pizza from China. Get rid of it. It's contaminated.
So would be at that point.
Woo!
No offense
all right.
to people
Inside.
Who have come from that area.
Where do we go? We got Louie coming up later. And we got the big fight between Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Yeah, we got the Howard Cosell is going to drop by to announce the fight. See, is Louis on the phone now?
Yes, he is.
Oh, all right. All right. Let's get Louis early, and then we'll go to the big fight. In a sight for Alex Louis Rivera, Louis the Lip.
Hey, Lou.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening. And welcome to the Block Talk Radio Follies. Presents Louis Rivera and Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero and Frank Perino on the line speaking.
Yeah.
Here. Hey, what'd you think of did you hear Joe's speech last night, Louis?
I heard yesterday.
Oh. You heard it yesterday, right? What did he say?
Yeah.
Anything good? What did he say?
Man, he ain't saying anything. What else is new? You're talking to Joe Biden about
what
nothing.
Else is
I don't
new.
Know for sure.
That's a good way to describe him. What else is new?
Just about what else is new.
Yeah. Did he say he's going to put a chicken in every pot?
I got to go get Pat Cooper.
Pat Cooper's going to put a chicken in every pot. Yeah, of course you got to get a pot.
Office wider and I'll eat it.
That's it. I don't want no chicken. I like fish. I'll put a fish in every pot.
Yeah.
If I was president.
Fishy, fishy.
Fishy, fishy. Yeah, so, hey, you know, you ought to give Joe Biden some of these love drops, boy. Maybe that would help him get some votes, you know.
Hope he can drink it. I don't know for sure.
Have to drink the love drops?
Yeah.
I got at least some for
Suzanne. He's learned to swallow everything else.
She'll have some.
I heard something today that really bugged me. If something happens and there's no president by January, Parochi gets it. Holy Jesus.
Wow. Holy cow.
Woo!
Really?
You know how much money the Roach Motel people are going to make on that?
Oh, my.
Woo! How
that's
you like
scary.
That? She's the Speaker of the House. She'll become president.
Oh, no.
Oh. Hello?
No.
My name is Buffy Casalvo on the line.
Oh, hey, Buffy.
Hi, Buffy.
What's
yeah,
up?
Hi. This is Buffy Casalvo talking to Frank Perino on the phone.
Yeah. Did you get the love drop?
I gave her a love drop, something like that. I gave some to Buffy Casalvo. She was kissing me to death, and I told her about the Able News.
What'd you say? She was kissing you in the bathroom? What?
Yeah, she's
holy
in the bathroom
smokes.
Doing smoochy, smoochy, smoochy.
Smoochy in the bathroom? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
What do you think this is? Yes. Yeah, so does Buffy vote?
I don't know for sure.
Oh.
And I should have gave Buffy Casalvo and read the story about Able News about Buffy Casalvo.
Yeah, I put a big picture on the front.
Yeah.
With Buffy.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
And maybe she could. Hey, maybe Buffy ought to run for president. It'd be better than what we got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. And me and Pat Cooper went to the Phillips gas station, and I cannot find the bathroom.
You went to a gas station?
I went to the Phillips station.
Without the car?
With the car.
Oh, wait a minute. You drove the car? To the gas station?
No. We walked to the gas station. I told the guy I don't know where the bathroom is.
Oh. Well, what did he say?
I went to the Hubba 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 bathroom.
Hubba Hubba.
Hubba Hubba? Ladies bathroom. Uh oh.
Hubba
yeah.
Hubba Hubba. Yeah, so how many hubbas screamed at you?
Nobody.
Oh, they didn't scream?
No, nobody.
That's unusual. There must have been
four hubbas.
I got my shady
glasses I can see. See the pretty ladies.
Oh, yeah. What'd you have on? Dark glasses?
Yeah, shady glasses.
Oh. You didn't want them to know
I'm
who you were.
Huh? I'm disguised as Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero. I'm disguised.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah,
all right. In the Hubba Hubba.
Better not
now. All right. In a sight.
Hello, my name is Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero. I'm a lookalike.
Oh, you are?
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Hey, I just thought of something. That wasn't Joe Biden last night on the speech. That was his lookalike.
Oh, there you
yeah.
Go.
He spoke too good, that somebody said.
It was your friendly philosopher.
Friendly philosopher. I did him. Yeah, we had him in the beginning.
Yeah.
We didn't have the music, though. Give me some Brendan Philosopher music.
Yeah. No, you know why? Because I couldn't open my mic. The site was down. Seriously.
Well, how about now? You can do it now. Come on. Music,
yeah,
Friendly Philosopher.
Well, let me get
here we
to
go.
The thing. Alan, are you ready? Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
Institution, yeah, institution solution. You heard of the institution solution? Well, I don't know. They let Biden out. He was in there with me. Yeah, they had to build him a basement to make him feel at home.
Yeah, make him feel at home. That's right.
But they finally let him out. And that's why he was able to do the speech last night.
Yeah,
all
right. Right, huh?
I'm glad I got I wanted to hear the music. I love that music. You're disabled, friendly philosopher with Louis Rivera.
Yeah, that's
right.
Me.
The words are wise.
Hey, Louis, how about a little song? Come on, give us a song. We gotta do the fight with Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Give us a song.
Yeah.
What? Any song you want?
Yeah, anything. Anything.
Yeah. Anything. Music or not?
What do you got?
How about this one? Pepino, are you little mouse? You make you run away. Even by mouse, I saw them far away. You eat my cheese, you drink my wine, and da 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 da. I said, la 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 la, Pepino, la la la.
That's a cute song.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
a
Christmas Italian song.
Yeah, Lazy Mary. Diggity dee 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 dee. I'm Dominic the Donkey. Zibidi dee dee ah ee ah. Dominic the Donkey. La 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 la. And
Dominic.
We gave him love drops every day. He came into my name is Dominic. The one who only drink and never, ever, never kick. I gave the love drops to the girl and didn't never know. The love drops is my favorite drink. He let him make him smile. La 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 la.
Hey, Dominic, buona notte.
Yeah.
All right, we're a little early, folks, but hey, you need a little cheering up around this
That's
time.
That's right.
All right, in a sight, Louis Rivera, everybody. Give
yes,
him a big
thanks.
Hand.
Hey,
big hand.
Suzanne, I love you.
That's all I got. It took off all our claps and everything off the board. Sorry, guys.
Love you, Suzanne.
All right, in a sight.
Hey, I love
thanks.
You, Lou. Take care, Louis. Right?
Yep.
I heard the other day on the news, see, that woman, some
can
senator.
Can you go back in, Lou, to listen?
Wait a minute.
What?
Yeah, please hang up.
Some senator.
Oh, wait, I could do it.
Some senator from the Bronx got up and said she wanted Bernie Sanders to be nominated.
Oh, she did?
But they stuck with... They stuck with Joe, and they got stuck with him, all right? So we now we have an exclusive story that nobody else has, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We have ways of getting these things, see.
Mm-hmm.
And ladies and gentlemen, the great Howard Cosell will introduce and will announce this event, all right? Take it away. Howie. Thank you very much. This is Howard Cosell, and it's an amazing presidential race. I personally like Donald Trump, but that's got nothing to do with it. All right. Now, we have Joe Biden with the bright green suit and the yellow hair and the apparatus that doesn't work, whatever that means. Now, on the other side, we have Bernie Sanders, the socialized maniac. Yeah. And, all right, boys. Oh, by the way, our referee is the most honorable Gabriel.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Coselli.
It's Cosell, not Coselli. Cosell.
Miss Corsella, thank you so much.
It's not Corsella, it's Cosell. When are you going to get my name right?
Next week.
Next week? Well, I haven't got to next week. I'm on borrowed time now.
Thank you, Mr. Cockroachy. I mean, Stella. Oh, I got it. Stella. Thank you, Stella.
It's not Stella. It's how it goes out.
Yeah, maybe we ought to forget about it. You know. Don't worry. I'll get it right. I'll get it right before the fight is over.
Well, you better. Otherwise, there's going to be another fight. Oh, it can still.
All right, all right, boys. Joe B. and Bernie S. We want a nice, clean, good fight. Oh, pardon me, Gabriel, referee. This is Joe Biden. What are you doing with that crazy outfit on? Oh, that's very important. See, you guys gotta go to the bathroom.
The bathroom.
Yeah. See, by the way, if you see this pink flag go up, that's an honor of all the gay people. This pink flag go up, that means you gotta stop fighting.
Stop fighting? Why?
Call your bathroom.
What kind of a get-up is this? This raincoat and this stupid helmet. And what are you wearing those boots for?
Those are bathroom boots, Bernie.
Bathroom boots? I don't know.
All right, now shake hands.
Do we have to?
Do we have to shake hands? Don't shake my hand too hard, Bernie. I've had a hard day, and I had a struggle to get out of the basement. Don't worry, Joe. I'm a referee. And Bernie, if you hit me, don't hit me too hard, will you? I want to live to be president.
Ah, you're a nut. Donald was right about you.
By the way, what time is it?
5:28.
Oh, my God, I'm late.
Late for what?
I got to be home by 5:30. Hurry up, ring the bell. The bell,
all right, this is Howie Cosell. Round one, bing. And they're in the middle of the ring, and Joe's got his dukes up. And he's got the gloves up. And Bernie comes around with the footwork, and he hits him with a left. And Joe hits him with a right, and a left, and a right, and two lefts, and another right. Gee, how many rights has he got? He's got three rights. All right. And they're jumping around, and boy, it looks like they're out of breath there.
Joe, are you all right? I forgot to take my heart medicine. Wait a minute. Hold it. Time out.
Bing! What happened? What's the matter now?
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Oh, no.
All right. And the referee winds up in the bathroom, and the fight is a draw.
Yeah.
All right.
Nobody wins, see. Well, that's typical. That's the way politicians operate, you know.
That's
you never
true.
Know what's going to happen next. All right. Inner Sight with, well, we never had presidential stuff like this when I was a kid.
No, I know,
it was,
me either.
It was so easy.
Yeah, you just went
you know,
to
you
the
had
election and that was it.
You had two guys who were so-called normal.
Nah.
Who do I remember? Truman. President Truman.
Mm.
Who ran against Truman? Anybody know?
I don't remember.
Harry Truman. You know, vote for Harry. But, oh, by the way, 213-816-1650. You want to call in? We got any callers?
Last time it was just, well, we have Maureen, but she hasn't queued in yet, so we'll see.
All right.
Once I say that, she usually presses the, press the button. Now she press,
times
press
have
the
changed. I tell you, this presidential race is so crazy. You know, I think...
He wants to talk about, by the way.
All right, hold it. What makes it crazy is this stupid virus. You know,
oh, yeah.
Now they have a thing on the news, virus live update. Live update?
Yeah,
what do you mean live update?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be live update.
Yeah, no.
They say live update.
Yeah.
You know, and you listen to this stuff, you know, and they give you they give you this number, but you don't know if that number is accurate.
No.
You know, how many people died of something else?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody told me, oh, they're counting all the people that die in car accidents in hospitals every week from heart attacks, cancer, and everything else, and they're putting it all together, and they're saying, oh, 20 million people died, got the virus.
How?
I don't know, folks.
How is wait a minute. How the hell? All right,
Inner Sight.
That don't make sense, Frank. That's
I can't hear you.
That's stupid. That don't make sense.
Of course it doesn't make sense. None of it makes sense.
Yeah.
You got different doctors giving different opinions and all that stuff. Well, it's all
that's
a matter
true.
Of opinion. You know, isn't that the way, you know, when people say, I want a second opinion. Well, I want a second opinion on this virus.
I want a second opinion on all of it.
You know?
Seriously. I want
give me,
a
I want a second opinion by Gary Knoll on the virus.
He has a lot of things on the virus. He
there
wrote,
it is.
I saw some things. Yeah, he wrote a lot of things.
Yeah.
The virus.
True. All right, let's take a... We got a phone call? We'll take a phone call.
Yeah.
Inner Sight Frolics live worldwide. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hello,
hi, guys.
There.
You,
television
hi.
Land.
Hi. I don't know why before... Before, I don't know why my phone kept going off the queue for some reason, so... Oh, it's finally on now. I hit it and it would go off.
Oh, I know.
Well, that's because the Democrats are running the board. What do you expect?
Probably.
Maybe they bought the blog. I don't know.
No, there's been a lot of problems with everything today.
Oh.
Anyway,
a lot of people are having trouble with you.
Yeah, so what do you think of the Biden-Sanders fight?
Oh, yeah, that was good. That was that was something.
Kind of wacky, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was. Yeah.
Joe ran out of steam.
Yeah. Oh, God, I tell you, the whole thing in real life.
It's like that
crazy.
Movie, the Sand Pebble. You ever see the movie The Sand Pebble with Steve McQueen? He's teaching this Chinese guy how to run the engine. He goes, all good, Sim.
I don't think I ever saw that.
You know.
Oh,
anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Run out of Sim. Hey, I heard that TikTok is going to sue. Somebody's going to sue TikTok because China is very mad, and they took TikTok out of China. Well, I got the solution. TikTok, hickory dickory dock, run up the clock, just get Mickey Mouse, and you'll be all right. I'm all out of Mickey Mouse. Will you cut that?
I don't even know what TikTok is.
It's a video site like YouTube. No, it's like
what is it?
You know when when you go into a store and you buy something,
yeah.
There's a label you can't read because you're blind, but
the barcode thing.
It says made in China.
Well,
made
in
China.
That.
That's TikTok.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what TikTok is.
No,
made
in
China.
I see.
It is made in China.
You didn't know that. So you learn things on Inner Sight.
That's right. I do. I never knew.
TikTok.
I've heard them mention TikTok, but I didn't know what it was.
No, it is.
Now you know. Made in China.
It is made in China, and it's a video thing. It just does videos. People do their own little thing on it, and then make videos.
That's all. I have to jibber, so there's no TikTok with me. So.
And it's, some things are stupid stuff. Some are funny. Some are serious dramas. All different stuff. That's all.
I think we have too much stuff in the world. I think that's what the problem is. There's too much stuff in the world.
At this moment, I totally agree with you. I really
They really don't know what to do with themselves, you know.
If Biden becomes president, I think the Chinese are going to be pretty confused. Because Trump's bringing everything here, he's going to bring everything back. You're going to have mad Chinamen all over the place.
Oh, God.
You know what I like? I really would love if everybody just, you know, I don't know, we just got along together here, you know. That would be nice.
Mm. Mm.
No, then
there
wouldn't be no
time.
Fun. What do you mean? It'd be too dull.
No fun? No.
Yeah.
I don't want fun no more.
Dull is nice.
I don't like
fun. Oh, what do you mean?
Dull
I want fun. If you don't want fun, you might as well be dead. Get the hell out of here.
I don't want this type of fun. This type of fun is boring. Seriously,
yeah.
I've had this fun for too long.
Really, it's crazy. It really is.
You never stop having fun, man. Come on. No worries.
You're going to have another 10 weeks, and then God knows what happens after that.
I don't want heartache the rest of my life.
My grandpa taught me that. He lived to be 104. He always had fun.
And what does he want? You to always have fun with people?
Sure, you gotta have fun.
Oh, that's not right.
Yeah, man. What good, you know, Colin Frederick wrote a book, Living Should Be Fun.
Well,
you
living should
book.
Be fun, yes. But
yeah,
not mess with
yeah.
people, that's not right. Why be nasty to people, that's not right. You think?
Well, living, you never know what you're going to be, but. You know,
yeah, that's true.
You could turn it into fun.
I just want people to be happy. That's what happy should be, you know.
That's
it. Happy.
Happy.
Happy
and peppy.
Happy and healthy. Happy and healthy. That's it.
Happy and peppy.
Mm-hmm.
Happy and healthy.
There you go.
Get people out of the nursing homes. That's a good idea, too.
Right, exactly.
I like
yeah, they could have
and
more
they
fun
happy,
to get them out of the damn nursing home.
Yes, everybody can have fun. Get my mom.
All right. Inner Sight Frolic.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. We're on television Wednesday night, 8:30, Channel 20.
Yeah.
Long Island, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. 1997, 11 o'clock, Wednesday night, and Channel 3 on the Spirit. 1, 2, 3. Inner sight.
Sorry.
Yeah. So, what do you got, Maureen? You're going to get that that stimulus money.
Oh,
I hope so. She put it in the mail. She should have put it in my hand, but she put it in the mail. The one in finance. So
yeah.
I hope it gets here. Anyway.
Make sure you get it. That
yeah,
was an inner sight move,
to me.
By the way.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Frank.
That's good.
That was an inner sight intervention.
Yeah, yeah, you know, I mean, why she did that, I don't know, but she should have just...
We intervened.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
Now, if you called Joe Biden for help, you know what he would have said?
What do you
say? Wait till I get out of the basement?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
What would he have said? What would he have said?
I can't help you, I'm stuck in the basement. I got stuck in a chair. I can't move.
Did everybody get it?
When you were a kid in school, I asked this question. Jimmy Dinigan did this one time. When you were a kid in school, did you ever bring a tube of glue to school?
Yeah. A bottle of glue. Well, yeah, I guess the bottle
we
like Elmer's glue.
Yeah, Elma.
Yeah.
Elma. Yeah. Elma. Whatever became of Elma?
Oh, Elma.
It's a pretty sticky situation. Oh, shut up. Anyway.
No, I put this other glue that was.
Jimmy brought this tube of glue to a school. Uh-huh. See, and he took it out. He said, "Look at it. He's waving it around." You know, we couldn't see it, but. We could smell it.
Yeah.
Hey, Jimmy, what is that?
Yeah.
I can't glue it.
Yeah.
Janie said,
Jimmy, I dare you to put some glue on the teacher's chair.
Mm-mm.
Oh, my.
Uh-oh.
Jimmy, the teacher left the room to go talk to Miss Carey, see, they had to have their annual, their daily conference. Jimmy snuck up to the front of the room and smeared the glue all over the chair.
Oh, God.
And she came back in. She said, all right, take out we're going to do your arithmetic. Get your slate out. Jimmy, sit down, you know.
Anyway, Miss Moore, I'm going to be good today. I'm going to be good, Miss Moore. You better be good. Sit down.
And he sits down. And then she sits down.
Uh-oh.
I'll never forget it. And she gets up. And the chair is sticking to her ass. And she's walking around with the chair. And she starts screaming. Oh, my God, what up? And I don't want it.
Oh, my God.
Did she know who did it?
We couldn't stop laughing, man. And then she stuck to the chair.
God.
And Jimmy gets up. He's banging the chair. She says, Jimmy, stop. Woo! We'll see you Monday,
oh,
man. Glad in sight. Joe, you want to make a hit? Get some glue and put it on a chair.
Yeah, right.
Woo! Good night, everybody. In a sight. 631-224-3090. See you Monday, man. Glad.
Okay, good night.
Like that, no.
Goodbye, world. In his side. Thank you. Put the glue on the chair. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Good.